this is a national actual organization. It's an actual group that they say that they're looking to end all sub-minimum wages in the United States and increase the sustainability. Oh, there's that word. Sustainability is a word that just is eked into the vernacular, and it's used for a lot of different things. It's one of those, I think, maybe a trigger word that people latch onto, right? It sounds cool. Sustainability of wages, working conditions. It sounds very noble, I suppose, but this is an outside group that's come in, and so Save My Tips, that's MI Tips, is coming out saying they don't represent us. John Selleck is on the line with us. Generally, we talk to John from Harbor Strategic, but to Save My Tips, let's get the whole details on what's going on here, actually, as you pull the veil back a little bit. John, hey, welcome back to your morning wake up. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I think I'm okay. One fair wage is on the surface, John, and I'm just a guy who goes to restaurants, right? And so on the surface, it's not one fair wage. Oh, well, yeah, my mother, as I mentioned to you before, was a waitress 35 plus years.
Right.
And we used to help her count her tips when she'd get home. She'd empty your cash out of her pocket. It was great. You're saying, and with your affiliation with Save My Tips, one fair wage when you get into it, it's not exactly what it sounds, is it?
Well, no, and as you help to uncover for all your listeners, you have to uncover that there's at least two sides to every story. And like you say, when you say, hey, everybody should get a big raise, and it'll be easy and a no-brainer, and there won't be any side effects, people think, oh, that might sound good. But, you know, usually when something sounds too good to be true, it is. And what we represent at Save My Tips is actually the workers, the people who do these tipped wage jobs. They're primarily your restaurant servers, like you talked about, like your mom was, or bartenders. Those are the folks that know how the system works. And it's not an unusual system. It's actually a very familiar system that's worked well for people who are looking to make more than minimum wage. They want flexibility in their shifts. You know, they have to work around, for example, having kids, or they're going to school, or they need to only work on the weekends, and so the weekdays. It's something that is an opportunity for people, especially who have kind of a hustle nature and an entrepreneurial spirit, to go in there and do something more than what you might make at a basic minimum wage job, say working the register at a retail establishment. So we created Save My Tips to try to give a vocal platform to these hardworking people who say, why are you trying to eliminate this system that works for so many people, that without a college degree and some hustle, you can make $20, $30, $40 an hour, depending on when you're working. That's way more than minimum wage. But unfortunately, this group won fair wage. Like you said, it's an out-of-state activist group. They take millions of dollars in dark funding, and they drop into states, and they try to change the law without telling the whole story. So that's why we're here today.
All right. So one fair wage, they want to get rid of the tip credit, which I'm not familiar with all of that. I just know I tip. I kind of like the convenience because I don't have to do the math. You know, when it comes up on the little screen, it says you want to do this percentage, this percentage, this percentage. And I think mainly because of my mom, I usually pick the big. If the service was really good, and it generally is, the 20, 25, whatever it is. I like to tip big, but with the elimination, and if you go one fair wage, what, there's no tipping at all?
Well, essentially the system that's in place now is the one that you talk about, that,
yeah.
Tipped workers make what's called the tipped minimum wage, which is lower than regular minimum wage, but that's because there's a system in place where people like you, all of us, customers who go in, leave tips based on the level of service, the quality of food, the enjoyment that they had there. That's why the ability to make $20, $30, or $40 an hour is there, because it's up to the restaurant, the bar, and the server involved to make the experience a great one. And we know that Michigan servers do their best to do that. And so the customer knows that there's an arrangement there where they're more involved in that particular transaction. With the proposal that One Fair Wage is trying to push through, which is currently before the Michigan Supreme Court, everybody in the restaurants would go up in their minimum wage to what the normal minimum wage was. And what servers and bartenders know is that means this informal arrangement that works well for them every day will be obliterated, because customers, knowing that a server or bartender are now making full minimum wage, the whole arrangement about tipping for the quality of service above and beyond a minimum wage is going to go away, and they're not going to be able to make the kind of money they're making now. In fact, a survey was done of several hundred servers in Michigan in late 2022, and 94% of them believe that tips will be cut or eliminated if the tip credit on the minimum wage disappeared, so that everybody knew that you were all making the same amount. It'd be as if you were working at Meijer or Target and the checkout lane, we're not tipping those folks. So the tips for the waiters, waitresses and bartenders would go away. And the concern there is, if that goes away, that means the pressure on the restaurant business themselves to stay in business, the money will have to come from somewhere else. Because should the Michigan Supreme Court rule in one fair wages favor in the next few months here in this case, and minimum wage shoots up 250% overnight, that money has to come from somewhere. It's no longer going to be coming from tips from customers who make the choice to reward a server for that kind of service. It's going to have to come out of the business itself. And we know that right now, with inflation and labor costs and everything else going on, and the restaurant business not being one that brings in tons of profit, there's going to be additional charges on your bill. So instead of you, Mike, having the opportunity to make a choice on a tip, you're going to see things like higher menu prices to pay the higher minimum wage. You're going to see service charges on bills to pay the higher minimum wage. That's going to lead to fewer jobs. In fact, 79% of servers that were surveyed on this issue fear that their jobs will be lost, because there'll be fewer servers, there'll be less full service restaurants that are at least providing full service. And the worst issue is that up to 30,000 restaurants could disappear, and then you're dealing with no jobs and also empty storefronts across our state.
And this is already being played out. I just want to bring that up. We're talking with John Selleck from Save My Tips, my being MI, Michigan. So this has already happened elsewhere. So you're not just pulling this out of a hat and saying, look, this is what might happen. This has already happened other places. So this is a precedent, and you can see the numbers. Give me some of that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is serious business. This isn't just sort of guessing or two sides snickering and bickering at each other. Washington, D.C., the city of the District of Columbia, put something like this on the ballot and said, hey, everybody's going to get a raise, and it passed. And after the tip credit was eliminated and the minimum wage for tipped workers went up to the normal minimum wage level, over 2,900 full-service restaurant jobs have disappeared. In basically less than a year, from May 2023 to February 2024. And we have to know that the population size of Washington, D.C., being around 650,000, is a fraction the size of the state of Michigan. So if we implemented this program and extrapolated the job loss to a state the size of Michigan with 10 million people in it, we could be looking at up to 45,000 jobs that disappear out of full-service restaurants for tipped employees. Because we're going to see the economic damage that happens when businesses who operate on small margins, like restaurants and bars, suddenly have to have a 250% wage increase, and that money's got to come from somewhere. And in fact, it just make the job so tough that a lot of restaurant operators say it's just not worth the hassle. I mean, mom and pop shops that we like, our neighborhood places, will just close up shop and disappear. It'll just be another empty building.
Another one of those pieces of Americana gone. And it's happening now. One fair wage sounds good until you start looking at the numbers. And so Save My Tips, your group, so to speak, is it an official? I mean, you represent servers and that. What are they saying? And is there a way for them to servers and bartenders and all of that? Is there a way? I guess what I'm saying is, where One Fair Wage comes into town, which is a national organization, all right, do the servers and the bartenders go like, you guys, no, get away? I mean, was there a debate at all, anything like that?
It seemingly, there's almost no way there was any kind of debate. I think that there are national labor movement groups that are seeking to upend the way the economy works in these areas and build their ranks. And they're funding these kind of efforts behind the scenes more than likely. And we know that servers and bartenders are taking on these jobs. They're physically working their lives. And that's why we had to create this group, because we had to help them create this platform for them to be able to speak out. There's no way that a group like One Fair Wage came in and actually listened to bartenders and servers. If they did, they would have known, like we do, that 83% of the people surveyed said they want to keep the system that's in place now. It's economically benefiting them, and they're not sure what they would do if it gets changed or wiped out. So it's very unlikely that they did that. I mean, it's obvious from the numbers that servers didn't ask for this and they don't want it. But that's not the goal of this group, is not to listen to those people. They're going to go after their public policy goals that suit their organizations and their philosophies. And so that has worked its way all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court, Mike. They've had that case since hearings that took place in December. And so we may hear sooner than later in the next month or two here a decision on the court. And if the court rules for One Fair Wage and they disrupt Michigan's industry for restaurant workers, we're going to be depending on the Michigan legislature and Governor Whitmer to look at this much more closely, because the economic damage that will take place is just, it's vast. In a time, especially in an election year, for a lot of folks that are in the legislature, they don't want to have to say to workers, your wages are going to get slashed, you're going to lose your job, or local communities will lose their favorite restaurants.
Bottom line is, generally in America, Americans, right, we're go-getters. That's not to be your rabid and after it chasing the almighty dollar, but we're innovators, we're hard workers, we are. We do best when we are allowed to do our best. And, hey, that's a good slogan. You can use that, John, if you want.
You are very good at this.
But you know what, though? You know, if you're a go-getter like my mom, and you your customers, you take care of them no matter what industry you're in, that's
right.
Where the opportunity comes. And that's where we are. I mean, you're always going to have that segment where people just go, I just want to show up. You give me my money, and then I'll go away. But there's no growth in that. That's just being on a treadmill for the man. There is a place for that, but we're not built on that. Hey, one last thing, John, as we wrap up. Cinco de Mayo, what are you doing? Are you going to go have some tequila? What are you doing, John?
Absolutely. We're going to go out and have a good time and plan not to get up early the next day.
I hear you. All right, John, it's always good to have you on. John Selleck, usually Harbor Strategic, but this is important stuff. Save My Tips. What's the website?
That's right. It's savemitips.com.
Obviously so. All right, John. Thanks a lot, pal. Have a good weekend.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
And remember, tip your server. Aha.
That's right.
1320 WILS. He's a good cat. I like John. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin back with your morning wake up in just a minute.